I was 14, everything you need to know. Yesterday, September 16th, Apple released the public iOS 14. Here's everything you need to know. The App Library. The App Library is a new page. It's the last one on your phone. This page sorts all your apps automatically into categories. I personally have one home page and then the App Library. This makes it more organized and a little bit more clean. Widgets. Widgets are a way to show information on your home screen at a glance. It's super customizable. As of right now, it's mainly first-party Apple apps that have widgets, but there are a few third-party ones that work too. Each widget is a different size and takes up the spots for the apps. Hidden pages and apps. With iOS 14, you can have a little bit more privacy and organization with hidden pages. These pages can't be swiped to like others. To hide a page, you can go into jiggle mode by holding anywhere on the screen. Then you'll see some check marks and you can select and deselect the pages you want to pop up. You can also do the same with individual apps. Call notifications. Wasn't getting a call pre-iOS 14 annoying? It took up the entire screen and stopped whatever you're doing. Now it just shows up as a small notification banner. To accept or decline, just tap on it. How helpful is that? New apps. Apple did release some new apps. They have their own Translate app, which translates things for you. They have a new magnification app, Magnify, which gives you up to 1.5 times the zoom for those hard-to-read fine prints. Picture-in-picture. Now you can watch your favorite things while in another app. Note, this can only be done using Apple Media apps. Message inline replies. The new inline reply feature lets you reply to certain messages and see all the replies in just one tap. Message mentions. New app mentions in the Messages app is a super simple way to get people's attention or direct towards a single person without cluttering the entire iMessage thread. Hope you enjoyed, and make sure to drop a follow for more Apple and tech content.